Well, hello, friends, and welcome to Storytime with Oma. I'm so glad you're here today as we continue talking about what happened in the early Christian church. The apostles have been very busy. The Holy Spirit has come to them, and they have been helping people, healing people, and also talking about God and teaching people about Jesus. Today, we're going to hear about Philip and what he does in a very interesting story. So put on your thinking cap and your listening ears, because here comes our story. Well, friends, in today's story, we're going to start with what happened with Philip. Philip was hanging out, doing his work like he was supposed to be doing, and all of a sudden, an angel of the Lord came to him and said, "Rise and go south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." Well, being a good listener and follower of Jesus, what do you think Philip did? That's right, he did exactly what the angel told him to do. So he rose up and he went out, and it was kind of a desert area where he went. And there he looked out and saw in a chariot a very important person. And the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over and talk to the person in this chariot." Okay, well, Philip ran to him, and he heard the man reading from the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. And he looked at the man, and the man looked very important. And he was. The man was from Ethiopia, and he was a court official of Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians. And he was in charge of her money and treasures. He had come to Jerusalem to worship. And so he was returning back to Ethiopia. So Philip said, "Do you know what you're reading?" And the man said, "How can I understand this unless someone guides me?" So Philip told the man that what he was reading was a prophecy of Jesus, who was going to come and die for the sins of everyone. And he said that Jesus was the Savior. Oh, wow, the man was so excited. And so the man from Ethiopia said, "Look, here's some water. Can I be baptized? What's going to keep me from being baptized?" So Philip said, "Of course." And then the man commanded his chariot to stop. And Philip and the Ethiopian went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. As soon as they came out of the water, the man was so happy. And the Spirit of the Lord came and took Philip away. And he wasn't there anymore. Philip was in a whole new place, and the Spirit had him preaching out where he was in Caesarea. And do you think that that Ethiopian went back home and told the Queen Candace all about what happened to him? Well, I'm sure he did. Isn't it exciting to hear how the Spirit of God worked in the early Christian church? And the Spirit of God works in us today. Whenever we hear God's word, we are so happy and filled with God's Holy Spirit. And so we want to do what God wants us to do, because Jesus loves us so much that he died on the cross for us. Well, thank you for joining me today on Storytime with Oma. Remember, be kind to others, listen to your parents, and show God's love to everyone. Bye-bye.